ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
नमः। वृंदाय तुलसीदेवी प्रियाय कैशवच विष्णु भक्ति पादेवी सत्यभक्त नमः नमः। वृंदाय तुलसीदेवी प्रियाय कैशवच विष्णु भक्ति पादेवी सत्यभक्त नमः नमः। जय जयति तुलसी महारानी की। नाम नाम तुलसी कृष्ण प्रयासी नाम नाम
বৃন্দায় তুলসীদেব প্রিয় কেশবশেষা বিষ্ণু ভক্তি দেবী সত্যভক্তি নাম নম বৃন্দ তুলসী মহানি কি জয়।
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare,
हरि बोल, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरि बोल।
Hare Krishna. We like to thank everyone for coming to this program, and especially special thanks to our His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's giving us time last 3 days. Last 2 days, also tomorrow he will be in the city. He has a lot of activities since yesterday. He did in the Second Avenue, trying to preach, trying to encourage to our local congregation and this ISKCON New York devotee. So it is very good opportunity for us to take this advantage. His disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but he's preaching, all over the world. Again, he has to go back to Mayapur for the meeting also. So all these DBC around the world, they go to Mayapur. They have the final meeting before the Mayapur festival, before this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. Plus they have midterm meeting. So besides that, he is giving us time. We are very lucky that he is here. Please come forward and speak something about Krishna consciousness, how is our society going. How is going on, how is progressing. He's very interested in this area. Last 20 years, we couldn't do that much. And he see people here, devotees here, they have a lot of encourage. See this devotee, all these Namahatta devotees, they work so hard. Besides their job, they have a family. We don't have permanent place. But we are lucky, this Mataji, this Prabhuji, the Mitra family, they are giving us a lot of opportunity. They never said no. This family is here. Whatever they have, they never said no. And we are so happy with them. This family is really, I hope, they are giving continue to help this society to preach Krishna consciousness. They don't have any personal interest. They are giving us. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sang Radha Shiva Sari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Jai Shri Nityananda Prabhu Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Rasadi Gaur Kalinda Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama
Rama Hare
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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Guru Premanande. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Shri Hari Nam Mantra Ki. Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki. Guru Premanande. Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manokishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katatmayam Dadati Swat Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Uta Parakamalam, Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvetam Sadvatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shivishakanditamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Kevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopremanande, Hare Hare. It's a great pleasure to be here with all of you tonight. You have very beautiful kirtan here. Your deities are exquisite, and the association here is just very uplifting. So I thank all of you for inviting us to come to this beautiful program that you're having. And we feel very much at home, hearing your singing and feeling the devotional mood here. This is the Krishna Consciousness Movement, of course, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as being the divine incarnation of Krishna who comes in Kali Yuga. Actually, not in every Kali Yuga, Krishna personally appears. But in this Kali Yuga, he appears for his own reasons and also because it's the time to propagate the Yuga Dharma. And Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, describes Vandek Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandao Sahodito Godadai Pushpamanto Chitro Shando Tamonudao. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu arose on the horizon of Godadesh, just like the sun and moon arising simultaneously on the horizon. And they came to give light to everybody. And dissipating the darkness of all, taking away the suffering of everybody in the world. The reason that people are suffering in the world is because of ignorance. Agyana. They don't know that they're not part of the material world. Mistakenly, I think that I'm part of a family, a nation, a football team, cricket team, that I have I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a cat or a dog. And perpetually, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, because of this misconception, I move from one body to the next. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti janguna karanam guna sangosya sarasad yoni janmasu. In the Gita, Krishna describes how it's my own ignorance of my constitutional nature as an eternal servant of Krishna that causes me to associate with the three modes of material nature. And according to the kind of association I take with the three gunas, I develop different kinds of bodies in the material world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever you're attracted to when you leave this present corporeal body will determine your next body. Krishna says this is a fact. And therefore, we are the architects of our own future. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give everyone in the world knowledge about the process through which one can understand one's true self as an eternal servant of Krishna, not a material body, which is a mistaken idea. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda come into this world, Kaviraj Goswami describes, their main purpose is to distribute love of God to everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Bhagavatam also. Srimad Bhagavatam Karabhajanamuni in the 11th canto tells about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in very poetical language. Dhyayam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtasparam shiva vrinchi nutam sharanyam Vrityarti ham pranatapala pavabdipotam vande maha prushate charanaravindam. Everyone in this world is looking for a proper object of worship, or at least attention. Everyone wants to put their attention on something that will make them feel happy, satisfied. But unfortunately, there's nothing that we can rest our attention on for very long in this world. Even if we see some beauty, after a while it will fade, and we become disappointed. There are millions of poems and songs written about how I had love and I lost love. In America, we have certain genre of music where people sing about how sad they are. It's called the blues. I'm sure you have in Bengali also. And practically every Bollywood story is about some love that fell apart. We're used to these things. We become disappointed in this world. The object of my love, the object of my vision, whatever I'm looking at, it disappoints me at some point. Therefore, in Bhagavatam, dhyayam sada, what is that object that one can meditate upon? Dhyaya, sada, always, and never be disappointed. It's the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Maha Purusha Te Charadaravindam. He's the Mahapurusha, the Supreme Person. And his feet are worshipable. If you meditate on his feet in the mode of service, you won't ever be disappointed. Deyam Sada Paribhavagdam. This means that if you do this through the process of Krishna consciousness, you worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Paribhavagnam means that all the embarrassments of this lifetime are killed, they're taken away, they're diminished because of meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. This material body for us as souls is very embarrassing. We try to hold it together in many different ways. We have dreams that someday I will be fully attractive if I just try the right kind of hair oil. Or nowadays, there's all kinds of very expensive cosmetics that one can buy, that wrinkles will fall off. Or sometimes people inject into their face, they put in scorpion venom or something like that to try to look young again. And in our city, near where we live in Palo Alto, California, there's a little shop that sells cosmetic creams. And it's called Infinite Beauty. There they give you a little packet you can take home and put on your face, and you become infinitely beautiful. But this is not to be, and everybody knows it, although we hope again and again. And again, the body becomes old and dwindles, and I become disappointed again and embarrassed. So if you take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, paribhavagnam means these embarrassments will be taken away forever. And what else do you get in replacement? Abhishtadoham means your heart's desire, what you really want. Love for Krishna, an eternal relationship with the personality of Godhead will be revived by worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirtaspadam shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are the sum total of all the tirtas. So if you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, if you bow down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it's like taking pilgrimage in all the holy places. And Shiva Vrinchi Nutam Sharanya means that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, why wouldn't we? They're such great personalities. Brityartiham Pranatapala Pavabdipotam. Says Karabhajana Muni, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are like a boat. They can carry you over the ocean of birth and death. Brityartiham pranatha pala pavabdipotam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very kind to his servants. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the object of our meditation in the Kali Yuga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates went from town to town. And not only they would sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so everyone could hear. Everyone knows the song. Udilo Aruna Uraba Bhagi Tujamani Goda Amani Jagi Bhakata Samuha Loya Sate Hila Nagara Vraje Tatai Tatai Bhajaloko Kana Kana Tahi Jajeraro. They go out and into the towns and villages, just like all of you do, right?
Yes.
You go everywhere? No. Say, yes? All through New York, all the towns and villages, New Jersey,
yes.
And sing the holy name. You have to hear this. Play that. Play. Yeah, people hear that coming down the street. They're, what is that? What is it? They come to the window, they look out, and there's the Vaishnavas, flags flying. The kirtan, the madanga, beautiful madanga you play. And everyone's singing and they hear the holy names. And then joy comes into their hearts. What is this sound? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they did that. They went everywhere. But they also went door to door. They weren't afraid to go anywhere. In fact, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, they would go to people's homes and they'd knock on their door. Open up. And they'd open the door. And they would teach the people just what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them to do. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shika. He said, you chant Hare Krishna. Now worship Krishna. And also, you take his instruction. You listen to Bhagavad Gita. These three things. And people say, you come in and have something. And they say, no, no, we came to just give you these three things. You take. And some people, when Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur would knock on their door. They said, go away from here. We don't want you here. And they would go to the next place and the next place. And then in the evening time, they would go back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu themselves and they would give a report. And they would say, this many doors we knocked. This many people we taught the process of Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would encourage them, very, very good. Now go out the next day. And here they would go from place to place. They didn't care what it was, a fit place or an unfit place, who was a good candidate, who wasn't a good candidate, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, mayamrigam dayate ipsita manvadavad. Out of mercy, he ran after the conditioned souls in the Kali Yuga age to give them Krishna consciousness. Not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Everyone who is born in Bharata. If anybody here is born in Bharata? The three people. How many people were born in Bharat Bhumi? I'm taking a survey now. How many people born in Bharat Bhumi?
No.
Raise your hand if you're not born in Bharat Bhumi.
Some of them are Bangladesh.
Bangladesh? Come on, that counts as Bharat Bhumi. Everybody raise your hand. I don't care where you're from, raise your hand. All right. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Sartak Kari Para Upakar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left you, I'm talking to you now, with an instruction. He said, I want you to do Para Upakar. I want you to do good for others. Now this is the hallmark of an advanced person. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described, there's three levels of Vaishnavas. The first level of Vaishnav is only concerned with my own worship. Acharya meva hariye pujam ya shariye hite natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakruta smitaha. The materialistic devotee. This is a beginner level. It's only out of mercy that the Vaishnavas consider, oh, this person, they can call themselves a Vaishnav. But this is described that they worship Krishna in their home or someplace they worship Krishna, but natad bhakteshu cha anyeshu, they don't know how to worship a devotee, and cha anyeshu, they don't know how to do good for people in general. They don't know what para upakar is, how to do good for the people in general. Therefore, this is the beginning level, the lowest level of bhakti. Then the next level, which is very, very advanced. Ishvare taradineshu balisheshu dvisatsucha. Prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. The madhyama, or the middle devotee, is described, he or she knows how to worship Krishna. Also, how to respect the devotee. How to develop love for the devotees. How to worship the devotees because they're so dear to Krishna. Then that person knows how to give mercy, kripa, to the balisheshu, the innocent people of the world. There are many innocent people walking around New Jersey, New York. They're simply waiting for someone to give them an opportunity to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Madhyama Adhikari knows how to do good for others. And also knows how to avoid those people who are not inclined or not interested in hearing about Krishna. Actually, they're against it. So that person avoids them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that those who are these madhyamadikaris, they know how to do good for others, are very dear to me. And Krishna says the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. And this was the mission of our founder Acharya Viscon, Srila Prabhupada, to do good for all the people of the world. And he wanted that everyone born in Bharat, you can listen to his lectures again and again, when he goes back to India from America, he's urging everyone who lives in Bharat Varsha that please, you help to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. You become highly qualified Vaishnavas, Madhyama Adhikaris, and you spread it to as many people as possible. Now, if Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and Haridas Thakur can go door to door and knock on people's door and offer them Krishna consciousness, then do you think it's okay for us to go?
Yes.
What is your opinion? I would like to hear your opinion. I'll wait till you tell me what you think.
Yes.
Two people think yes. One, two, five people think yes. 10, 12, 15, 25. I think it's okay. So the reason we live in a big city and not in a beautiful pastoral area is because we want to be close to the people so that we can go and meet them. So I would like to tell you that all the people in New Jersey and New York are waiting for all of you right now. They're wondering, where are they? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told these people to come and visit my house. The people of New York, there's people of Chinese descent,
There's some that are, they're from the Middle East. There are some that are from, where else are they from?
Russia.
Who else lives in New York? You all tell me. Bulgaria?
Yes.
South?
Europeans.
South Americans?
Mexican.
Puerto Rican?
They said 96 countries people live in this
New York. 96 countries? Okay.
Melting pot.
Melting pot? So all of those people right now, they're waiting for you to go and knock on their door. And when you knock on their door, all you have to do is make friends. If they're open, they keep the door open and they don't close it again. Then you introduce them to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best way to do that, you can say, we have some books, you take a look at these books. You please keep these in your house very nicely. And you also chant this mantra. Which mantra you'll teach? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the service that Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates did. And he's very specifically asked all of you to do. He invited you to go and do this. So in New York, you can go to many different neighborhoods and places and introduce Krishna consciousness, especially through Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious literature. Today, we went into the New York City area with about 65 devotees, and we went to four different places. And in each one of those places, we brought with us about 100 books. About 100, maybe 200. And boxes, big boxes of books. And we'd stand there and meet people from many different countries around the world. And the ones who would stop, we would show them a book, explain a little bit to them, and ask them to take the book. And we'd also ask them to give some dakshina. And they were very happy to give in return. When we came back, there was somebody there. It took them hours to count the huge stacks of Lakshmi they had collected from New York City. Big piles of Lakshmi. And all the boxes were empty. They're all gone. And now those books are floating all over New York City in people's homes, apartments, cars, everywhere. And so this is the next phase here in New York City. That all of us, but especially you, led by you, I have faith in you because I've met some of you. I know your character here. I know your level of enthusiasm to spread Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. With the energy that you have here and the quality of bhajan that you're performing here, as you come together as a team, this team, you can change the world. Actually, this will be the shot heard around the world. This team of devotees here in this yatra organizing to distribute books all over New Jersey and New York. What is your opinion?
Yes.
One yes. Two yes. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay. So this is something that we can plan for. There's plenty of streets, houses, apartments here in New Jersey that are very nice to go to. And the more that we organize for that, the more we'll be able to meditate on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet by following in his footsteps, by chasing after the conditioned souls on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and giving them some Krishna literature. This is my feeling of what, if Srila Prabhupada was here tonight, what he would say to you. And what he would want me to say to you in his absence, that please distribute these books that have been painstakingly assembled, that have come down through the cyclic succession from all the great acharyas, and make them available to all kinds of people. Don't just talk to other people from Bharat, but go meet your brethren from China. Do any of you know how to speak Chinese? Okay, I'll teach you. You just say, you repeat after me. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Ni hao.
Okay, if you meet someone from China, you can say ni hao, and they'll become your friend. Because this is a greeting, a very warm greeting that you can say in Chinese, and then you can show them a book in China, Chinese. Now, how about if you meet somebody who's a Muslim? Will they take a book, a Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, why not?
What do you think?
Yes.
Absolutely. Our Muslim brothers and sisters will take books, they're very happy. But just like everyone else, in any sector of the society, some will, some won't. But they're very pious people. They follow very strict religious principles. And when you show Bhagavad Gita or other books, many of them will be very happy to take. Today we met many Muslims who were very happy to take books and take them home. They were happy to have them. How about people from Russia? Yes, take? How about people from... how about Hispanic people? Take or no take? Say take. They take. Oh, we have Spanish speakers. So this is life. This is the life of the Sankirtan movement, to think about how to do good for others. The best way to do good for others, according to Srila Prabhupada, is to give transcendental literature to as many people as possible. So you have a very powerful yatra here. It's packed full of spiritual energy. And now, please, when you have these halls, or wherever you have a space in your home, does anybody live in a home? Live at home? You have a home? Anybody has a home? Raise your hand.
Everybody.
Everybody? No, there's only six people here living at home. Fill up that space with books. We have Bhagavad Gita. We have Science of Self-Realization. Sri Upanishad. What else?
Nectar Devotion.
Nectar Devotion. What else? Nectar Devotion. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimad Bhagavatam. You should fill up your house with boxes of these books, and meet at least once a month to go out to distribute them to people all over New Jersey and New York. This will please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will please Srila Prabhupada very much, and this yatra will grow tenfold with people coming from all walks of life from reading these books and feeling happy. And one other thing I would like to recommend, if I may. May I make one more suggestion?
Sure.
That is, please read the Srimad Bhagavatam. The full Srimad Bhagavatam, all 12 cantos, from beginning to end. How long will it take you to read the whole?
2 years.
2 years? Okay, she wants to read it in 2 years. Is that correct? Okay, Gopal, tell her how many pages she has to read to finish the Bhagavatam in 2 years. He's looking it up on an app that's called Be a Sage Page by Page. He'll tell you exactly how many pages you have to read to finish it in 2 years.
21 pages.
21 pages a day? That's not bad. And who else wants to read the whole Bhagavatam? Okay, what period of time, realistic, would you like to finish it in? Whole 12 cantos.
I can finish... 5 years?
5 years. Tell how many pages?
9 pages.
9 pages a day only. 9 pages a day only.
9 pages, actually, honestly, we are so realistic, doing the jobs, a lot of things, and on focus, we really don't read 9 pages every day.
So okay.
That's why I cannot say more than
tell
nine.
Them, so give them a few more. Add another year on there.
No.
6 years?
6 years?
7 pages.
7 pages final, that's it. We're not going any lower. We're not going any lower. That's it. 7 pages a day, that's your quota. Now, how do you read 7 days a day? Let me say, I just want to check though and do a survey, because I come from California and things may be different out here. In California, we get 24 hours in a day. And how much do you get here in New Jersey? Huh? 24 hours? Then? It's not time, it's taste. We have taste for many things. But we must make time for the Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you make time to read Srimad Bhagavatam, then you'll get taste. Just like our Navina Nirada Prabhu. He's a very famous devotee from Switzerland. He joined Krishna Conscious Movement when he was 15 years old. And now look, he's a giant in his old age. He came out and he started distributing books when he was 15 years old. And now for 40 years, he's been out distributing books to people, millions of books personally he's distributed. And every day he reads Bhagavatam 2 hours. Every day. He sets aside the time early in the morning. He reads. You can ask him anything about Bhagavatam. He knows everything from Bhagavatam. He's always thinking Bhagavatam. So this is what it means to be a Vaishnava. You have to distribute Krishna consciousness to others. You have to do parobhakar. This is advanced devotional service. You have to go out and meet the people. Find where the Chinese live and go give them Chinese books. Find where the Muslims are and go give them the books in Arabic. And learn to say, Salam Alaikum, Alaikum Salam, Madhava, Kifelak, Alhamdulillah, Alhawa Akbar, Mabsut. Yes, they'll be very happy. And you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam all the time, constantly in your house, at least once a day. You have to put a good session of Bhagavatam reading in. From these two things, then your life will become complete in spiritual happiness. Purnam. So Prabhupada suggested these things. I met Srila Prabhupada in 1973, and we were part of a book distribution party, and our temple president told Prabhupada that these devotees are distributing your books, and he said, I did not write these books just for selling. I wrote them for you to read and become pure devotees and go back to Godhead. So these two things he emphasized very much, and I humbly request you to please use all of your powers. You're very organized and advanced people. Please use these powers to distribute as many books as you can here in the New Jersey, New York area, and also to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day and finish the whole 12 cantos. And when you finish, then start over again and do it again. Is that okay?
Yes.
Those are very small requests, aren't they?
Yes.
Simple and small. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Let's see, 5 people agree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, everybody agrees. I thank you very much for inviting us here. We started at Mangalartik and we've been going all day long. We've been in the city. We haven't taken a break yet today. And we're starting up again early in the morning tomorrow. So if we can beg your pardon, we must head back for our ashram as soon as possible so that we can get ready for tomorrow's extensive programs. Permission?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Hare Krishna. Vansha Kalpurusha Kripa Samadeva Cha Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Nanta Kodi Vaishnavi Niki Jai. What is the name of your yatra?
Nam Hatha Society
Ki Jai. Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.